Hey. Yes, I am blocking you from leaving the living room. And don't you dare try to go around me. I thought Mom would never go to bed. It's just us now. And we are going to talk about it. So, sit your ass down, Big Brother. Good. Thank you. Don't look so nervous. That's why we need to talk. You know, I'm not mad. So, I can only assume that you're feeling a lot of guilt. But you don't need to. All right. I can understand that. I guess I'm just used to you being in the lead, you know? You've always been super protective of me. In the nicest possible way. I'll tell you what. Rather than me getting upset at nothing and you wallowing in guilt, why don't I tell you my perspective on what happened? Maybe that would help you understand why I don't feel shamed. And why you shouldn't either. Great. And honestly, I think you will like to hear your little sister say such dirty things. Fine. I understand. We'll get you used to seeing me in this new light. Don't you worry. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving. Yeah, Thanksgiving was weird. I mean, before what happened, it was all weird. I never thought I'd say this, but I think our angry political uncle probably saved us from a lot of embarrassment. Everyone was too busy arguing or being upset about the arguing to even notice our behavior. Yeah. Let's see. We were both home from college, but I got in super late the night before and slept in. So, Thanksgiving dinner was the first time that we had seen each other in a while. I could tell that you liked my new haircut. You looked so fucking good in that suit. I know that Mom loves Thanksgiving to be kind of formal, but I did not expect that. I wasn't prepared for the impact that it would have on me. Anyway, you had just been in a nasty breakup. You left her, but she said all of the worst possible things to you, as one does when rejected. You did it because you thought that the two of you hadn't been right for each other. So, you were ruminating about all the things that she said about you. questioning if they were true. Meanwhile, I was depressed and full of self-loathing. Yeah, I figured that you didn't know that. It's okay. I hid it well behind the ridiculous amount of wine that I drank. Anyways, I'd been dating some different men. Boys, really. Other first-year students. I had started to have sex. And it sucked. Why? Because no one knew what I wanted. And I couldn't bring myself to talk about it with them. I trusted them enough to be inside of me, but not enough to tell them what I needed. And I felt guilty about what I needed. Because girls are supposed to want tenderness and romance. And I do, in moderation. And these boys tried to provide it, which was nice, I guess. Also, they kind of sucked at sex in general. So, I was getting desperate. I needed... Well, it's hard even to talk about now. But you know what I needed, don't you? I briefly considered getting with this guy who had sort of a bad boy rep. He was attractive enough physically, but his personality was shit. I figured if anyone would be the way I needed, it would be him. Yeah, it was naive. Sometimes someone with a lousy reputation is just misunderstood. In this case, though, he was just bad. Oh, no, that's sweet of you, but no, I didn't get hurt. I spoke about him with my roommate. She told me that he tended to ignore boundaries, take no's as maybes, to take drunk girls home, and then, you know. Yeah, so I nixed that idea. Every night, I drank heavily and watched some rather extreme porn to get off before falling asleep, feeling awful about myself. And the idea of facing mom and dad, and especially you, just made me sick. Like, it was good to see you, yeah? I had this fear that you would see right through me. See this sickness inside me. That's how I saw it, anyway. So, then we did what we usually did. We made fun of each other, teased. It had an edge. your jokes were a little too biting. For my part, well, the wine made me incredibly inappropriate. But you knew that. Whenever I could, I used innuendo. I touched your leg and your arm when no one was looking. Do you remember when I slid past you in the crowded kitchen, purposefully grinding my ass against your cock, pinning you to the counter? You were unable to do anything about it without drawing attention to your erection. I kept pushing you. I was angry with you. Well, I mean, yeah, the teasing had gotten to me. But also, you always kind of represented men to me. So I guess I was taking it out on you. I mean, I was frustrated as all hell. So why shouldn't you be as well? I know. It's fucked up. If I would have known that you were feeling vulnerable, then I would have never done it. By the evening, after the football games were over and people had left to their own things, it was just you and me watching TV together. I got up to get something to drink, and when I got back, I thought it would be funny to sit in your lap. Please, please, don't interrupt. It's hard enough to get through this part, because whatever you might be telling yourself, I crossed the line. I did it. And you quite obviously weren't comfortable with it. I sat there in your lap, and you said something like, "Get off." It had to be something like that, because I felt how hard you were, and how quickly you got that way. It both flattered and upset me. I responded with a tart. "Feels like you are about to get off as well." Not very witty, I know. But it was in the moment, you know. You blushed. And it was adorable. I knew then that you were really aroused despite yourself. You told me that I didn't know what I was talking about. And then I... Christ. Just give me a moment. No. I have to say it. And then, without thinking even a little bit, I put my hand right down the front of your pants, grabbed your cock, and said, I'm talking about this. You froze completely, and I felt this pit in my stomach open up. It was like as if I saw all the things that I'd done that day and then compared them to your relatively benign teasing and realized that I wasn't just out of line, but I had erased the line and gone off the edge of the paper. I panicked. I got up and practically ran to my room. I was thinking all sorts of thoughts. Should I pack up and go back to college? How could I ever face you again after that? Would you tell Mom? Will you hate me forever? I expected all kinds of things, but I didn't expect you to follow me to my room and then close the door behind you. Hey, don't get upset, okay? Because for you, this is where things went wrong, but for me, it's where things went right. I could have asked you to leave, you know. We stood there and stared at each other for a moment, and I know that I could have said, get out, and you would have gone. I didn't. I made a decision not to. You walked up to me, horny and angry, your eyes wild. I was wet in about a second. You pushed me back on the bed. You got sort of on top of me, gripped my hair at the base of my neck with one hand, and put the other right up my dress and down my panties. How do you like being treated like this? You asked me. I was still a little tipsy, and so fucking turned on. You had to feel that, in any case. So, instead of crying or telling you to stop, or making something up, I told you the truth. I like it a lot, I said. I grabbed your arm hard and started to grind against your hand. You could have stopped me there, too. You could have been disgusted with me, broken my heart, and left me wet and frustrated and confused. But you didn't. You weren't passive, either. You didn't say anything. Not with words, anyway. You let your fingers talk for you. I knew that you had a lot of practice, and that made me kind of jealous. But I was too busy moaning to do anything about it. You gave me pressure where I wanted it. Fingers where I needed it. Every time I tried to pull up to kiss you, you yanked my hair hard, putting me on my back. You teased my clit, but not enough. You brought me to the peak and then stopped several times. I was lost. My big brother was edging the fuck out of me, and I loved it. Finally, at last, you let me come. Shaking and quivering, and probably pretty loud, too. I came so hard for you. I was kind of proud of it. I wanted you to look at me and see what a wet mess you'd made. I smile at you, so happy. It was the first time that I'd felt satisfied in, I don't know, months. You looked at me, and I could tell you were frustrated and needed a release. And I was ready to give it to you. I had come, and I was going to offer you my mouth, or my pussy, or anything else to use. It felt like I was falling down into a deep place where I existed to give you pleasure. I never got a chance to offer anything, did I? Because you rolled me over. Don't look away. I need you to look at me for this, okay? I need you to see how much I needed this to happen. Well, you rolled me over, and I complied. I had no resistance left in me. I wasn't sure what you wanted. Not really. Even when you pulled my skirt up. Even as you grabbed my panties and pulled them down hard. Not even when you manhandled me so that my ass was up in the air and my head was down on the bed. It wasn't until I heard your zipper that I knew what you wanted. You heard me gasp and whimper, didn't you? I wasn't loud. I had no control over my voice, and unasked for, in the center of my mind, was a single word. Finally. Then, you were at my entrance, and as rough as you had been, and as savage as you were about to be, you didn't just ram yourself into me. You rubbed yourself beautiful big brother cock right into me. God, I am so wet right now just talking about it. This is what you do to me. You started to move in and out, and I knew that I had to be silent. I didn't want anyone or anything to interrupt the feeling of you taking what you wanted. I couldn't be quiet though. I moaned and whimpered. You didn't make it any easier, did you? You reached around and just began to maul my breasts and squeezing and tweaking my nipples. I was moaning with every stroke, getting louder and tiredly out of control. So, you did the only thing you could. With your other hand, you covered my mouth. I cried out into your palm. Do you know why? No, I wasn't afraid or in pain. I was incredibly fucking turned on. You were taking me, using me, and keeping me from making any sounds. I was entirely at your mercy, helpless, being ruthlessly fucked in my childhood bed by my brother. It was perfect. Yes, perfect. That's what I needed. I needed it so badly. I couldn't ask for it. And even if I could, there was no one that I trusted enough to be completely at their mercy. Except you, big brother. I fucking came then. You'd only been going for maybe a few minutes. But I came. And not just once, either. Over and over, rapid fire. If you had taken your hand off of me, I might have begged you to stop, because the pleasure was overwhelming, more than I had ever experienced. You didn't stop. You went faster and harder, and I felt something building in me, getting bigger and bigger. That wasn't the only thing swelling inside me. I realized then that you were going to come. I wanted to speak then, to tell you to come inside of me. I wanted to say, come in your little sister. Don't you dare pull out. Thank God that you didn't. As I felt the first pulse of your seed inside of me, I came to, crying and shuddering. last orgasm had its way with me, just like you were. I felt you fill me, big brother, and mark me. You came so much, so hard, that I knew that I'd been a good little fuck toy for you. Had we not been in our parents' house, I think you would have stayed. Then we could have talked about it. And I could have made you see that I wanted it, needed it, and deserved it. I could have shown you the other ways that I could please you. But we weren't, and you felt guilty. You pulled out, stammering an apology, and ran off to your room. You didn't even close the door, you jerk. No, I'm not mad. But imagine if Mom would have walked by and seen her daughter, dress pulled up, panties down. And that's to say nothing of your cum flowing out of my pussy. I got up, barely, and closed the door. I texted you, telling you that I loved you, that what you did was amazing. You wouldn't stop apologizing. And I knew that when I woke up the next morning, that you would already be gone, returning to your dorm on some flimsy excuse. It took a while, but I wore you down. You didn't want to come home for Christmas, afraid that it would happen again. I prayed for that possibility. I was so fearful that I'd ruin things for us, and that you were done with me. In the end, your heart and your cock got the better of you, didn't they? You came home. You came to me. No, don't feel bad. It insults us both. You were so fucking good, you know? And I was too. I didn't think about it until much later, but that thing I unleashed in you, I bet it had been there for a long time. I bet that you have been frustrated too. Those cute bottle blonde little church girls knows how to fuck you, do they? They don't know how to provoke you or to be taken hard and fast and without mercy. So, we have a choice to make. We can do what society wants us to do. We can forget it ever happened and go back to our gray, bland lives with gentle, unfulfilling sex and no real connection. Or you can accept that your little sister is both your perfect girlfriend and your ideal slut. You can unwrap me like I'm an exotic present. You can put me down here in front of the Christmas tree and fuck me hard. You can pound me and bruise my insides. You can even choke me if you want. I certainly want you to. Good. I'm glad you feel that way. Because I love you, big brother. And I'm desperate to feel you come in me again.